Senate pledges to investigate. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Lawmakers say they want to know why Southwest Airlines canceled more flights than any other airline during the Christmas blizzard and is still canceling them, with some 2,500 so far for Wednesday.
Mountains of suitcases here, separated from their owners. That's what happens when 5,000 flights in a single day are canceled. Of those cancellations, 2,600 were from Southwest Airlines. That's about 60% of their flights overall. Southwest blaming the extreme weather, the extreme snow, especially in their hubs of Denver and Chicago, which stranded crews. When you stand next to these piles of suitcases, people come up to you and say they missed a funeral, they missed a wedding, they missed a cruise. Some woman was searching for insulin, hoping to find her suitcase.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The CEO of Southwest mostly blaming the blizzard, but also said the company needs to upgrade its systems. The Buffalo, New York region getting extra help during what some people are calling the worst blizzard in generations.
100 military police are being brought in, as well as additional troops from the New York State Police Department. Are coming in to manage traffic control.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. With more than 4 feet of snow, drivers have been ordered to stay off the streets. Nationwide, at least 60 confirmed dead, more than 30 of them in the Buffalo area. And the Supreme Court rules Title 42 must stay in place for now.
For at least a few more months, CBP is going to keep this extra tool to expel migrants. But nobody on either side of this debate is really celebrating this ruling.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The High Court says it will hold hearings on the policy in February. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
An Arizona judge awards Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs thousands of dollars in legal fees, but opts against sanctions for her Republican challenger.
After Judge Peter Thompson dismissed Carrie Lake's lawsuit challenging the results of the November election, Lake's campaign retweeted an article that accused the judge's decision of being ghostwritten by attorneys for the Democratic governor-elect Katie Hobbs. They cited that in their request that Lake be sanctioned. Judge Thompson decided not to sanction Lake, and he said he did not find that Lake brought her lawsuit challenging the election in bad faith, writing, "The fact that Lake failed to meet the burden of convincing evidence required does not equate to a finding that her claims were groundless." The judge did award Hobbs $33,000 to pay for certain legal fees. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden leaves the White House for a short tropical vacation. He'll ring in the new year on St. Croix. Most of Americans, though, will bring in 2023 amid freezing temperatures. The president reportedly plans to use his getaway to discuss his 2024 presidential plans with his family. An armed robber in Detroit gets more than expected from his would-be victim.
A tow truck driver is ambushed during a meeting to purchase a junk car and ends up shooting and killing his attacker. The armed robber apparently unaware the tow truck driver had a concealed carry permit. Detroit police telling Fox News Digital they responded to an armed robbery and found one person shot. Investigators say the injured person was taken to the hospital and later died. Detroit police say the prosecutor will review the investigation, but there's no indication that tow truck driver will face charges because the incident appears to be self-defense. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
And no one won Tuesday night's Mega Millions jackpot, so it rolls over for an estimated $640 million on Friday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.